Tom Culver is a tall, redheaded, 24-year-old guy with hipster sideburns and a hipster mustache. And he looks exactly like what he is, a Wayne State University photography student. But when Culver asks random people on Detroit streets if he can take their photo, they are a little suspicious.
A common question that I'll get are, like, am I an FBI agent? If I'm a cop, like, if I work for the newspaper? And some people are kind of skeptical, and then I'll have to explain the project. And once I explain it, most people are just like, oh, yeah, of course.
Just do one more, real quick.
So do you want to tell me a little bit about yourselves?
I'm currently going to school at Wayne County Community College. So I'm a school person. I love school. And she wants to own her own business one day.
A beauty salon.
Good for you guys. Yeah.
This project is called Humans of Detroit. It is one of a landslide of spin-offs all around the world that were each inspired by the blog Humans of New York. If you haven't heard of it, it's run by photographer Brandon Stanton, and it's got this really simple premise. Every day, he posts a photo of a New Yorker that he sees on the street. He asks them a couple of questions, maybe, what are you doing? What do you want out of life? Who's your family? And when Tom Culver saw this, he was hooked by how intensely connected he could feel to these people just by looking at their photos.
I think it's making the world smaller in a way, too. Like, you go on the website and you can read about what's happening in this person's life in New York or in Lebanon or in Detroit. Like, you want to feel empathy for these people. You, like, love their stories. I get goosebumps from reading some of the stories. That's powerful.
Meanwhile, in Ann Arbor, another photographer had a similar idea.
So my name is Susan K. Campbell, and I have a photo blog called Humans of Ann Arbor.
Campbell is a professional photographer, and about a year ago, she started this photo blog on Facebook. It was kind of a way to get to know her new town. And now it has more than 4,300 likes on Facebook. Campbell thinks part of this is that people are looking for a way to connect to the mother next to them on the bus or the homeless guy there on the corner.
I think people go online to looking for something to connect to. And I think that things like Humans of Ann Arbor, Humans of New York, Humans of Detroit, those are all pages that people can go see a person who reminds them of themselves and see people who remind them of their friends and connect to whatever their story is.
Campbell works hard to keep her portraits diverse. Maybe it's a panhandler. Maybe it's a young couple.
What is the thing that you like the most about her?
The way she moves.
The way she moves?
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Or it's an older professor who is walking home from work.
What's the happiest memory you have of your life?
Happiest memory? Probably meeting my wife.
How did you meet her?
I met her at the university long ago.
Do you remember when you saw her for the first time?
Yeah, but I'm embarrassed.
You don't have to tell me.
No, I won't.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds really corny, but when you go up to somebody just cold like that, you feel like a nervous creeper. And yet we walked away feeling like maybe the city is a little smaller and thinking maybe this professor did too. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.